Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. This one inspired by a recent headline. Will it go down like the Boston Tea Party in history? Maybe not, but symbolically, it's just as great. L.A. firefighter accused of wiping butt with vaccine mandate letter that was handed to him. All right, that's awesome, A. B, it's perfect. But C, let's talk about it. So, probably not Boston Tea Party worthy in the history books, but that's what this deserves. That's how ridiculous this is. Can you imagine? We'll go into how it applies generically to the population, but can you imagine, first off, the amount of risk someone is taking on voluntarily, personal risk, for his community, his community's people, and his community's property that a firefighter takes on, that a policeman takes on, voluntarily, and then to have the insult of alleged leaders, alleged American stand, hold up your hand and give an oath to the Constitution leaders who have too often just given over their duties to the propped up health directors who are rabid. Having those political leaders tell you what you can do with your own body, whether or not you have sanctity of your own person and of your own decisions. Now, this is true for all of us. It's insane, but it's so laughable, it's insulting. Wait a second. For your city, your county, whatever it might be, I said, yes, I will risk my life in flames and smoke to rescue people, to save property. I did that voluntarily because that's how much risk I'm taking on. Because I want to be that hero. Not because I want to be called a hero, but that's how important it is for me. And if that person then says, you know what else is important to me? That I make my own health decisions. And you say, screw you. You have to take it. Can you imagine? It is so laughable and insulting at the same time. So these people are a lot like the rest of us because it colors the whole argument, because as we know, I'm a broken record on this, but it's because it's true. Only since January have they been able to honestly say, between the two things, problem and alleged solution, that young people have any real risk. All of the data for 7 months said that the average young person, unless you have big time health conditions, have zero risk of the original problem doing anything serious to them, let alone kill them. It is only, except in the rarest and rarest of situations, that those who have a serious effect, under 45 even, actually, it is only that those folks who have a serious effect have big-time co-conditions, big-time other health problems. And I'm not talking, okay, I was down for a bit. I'm not talking about those people who went to the hospital because suddenly you need to go test yourself to see if you have it, instead of before you just knew you had flu. You didn't need to go test. You didn't fall for that. You just knew you were sick and needed to stay home. You never felt bad enough to have to go to the hospital. You just stayed home. I'm not counting, did some of those people go to the hospital and get counted? Yes, they did. But I'm talking serious effects, not me. I was down for, I took off probably 3 days of work, close to a weekend, and still felt bad on Monday, but went to work. I work remote. And then after that, I was still felt mostly down for another week. It's probably about 2 weeks of feeling pretty down, pretty tired. But that's not a serious effect. That's what I'm talking about. Of the two things, the problem and the solution, the only thing that's hitting people with serious effects that are under 45 and healthy is the solution. So, you know, there's a reasonable argument for why you wouldn't take the solution, because blood clots, because heart attacks among healthy young people, even those who are late teenagers, blood clot problems, heart attacks, strokes. So let me tie into this then the idea of how firefighters are like another segment of the population for which this has been ridiculous all along. It's purely propaganda purposes. Just like the idea of, well, geez, everybody's got to do it. No, they don't. It's not what the science says. No, they don't. Well, NBA, NFL people in the prime of their lives and in the conditional peak of their lives, 99.99th percentile as far as health. When you're talking basketball players and football players, I guess some of the linemen might have too high, but you know what I mean, might have too high of cholesterol. But so these people are in the demographic age-wise where this, they fly through this in any real sense. They could be down for a week or two, but they're not going to have a major problem. Remember when I said I was down for a week or two, I'm not in my 30s anymore and not even close. So those folks get it, but they don't have any real problems with it. And let alone those folks are in the NBA and NFL, world-class athletes, track athletes. So now let me go to this. The argument for, I thought of this, I've said this a couple times recently to people, the argument for religious exemptions. And for that, I want to say, first of all, great job, Kansas legislature. Bothered to find some guts, call the special legislation that the governor would not have called a special session, and passed, among other things. I can't tell you all the others. I just know that if you're claiming a religious exemption in Kansas, then the business doesn't get to go investigate whether or not that was your true belief. They have to take your word for it. You know, it's supposed to be a good faith claim. But now let's go to that. Let's go to fundamentally held, sincerely held religious beliefs. Okay, am I religious? No. Am I spiritual? Yes. Do I believe in the sanctity of my own body? Yes. Do I believe that I have control over my own health decisions? Yes. I mean, how far is philosophy and your sincerely held no, don't you dare? How far is that from just being called a religious belief? That is your fundamental belief. No, you will not tell me what goes into my body. That is my choice and my choice only. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If like Australia, I wonder how much this has happened, if it's been underreported. They better come at me with force, because you are not going to vaccinate me voluntarily. So you better have your throat protected. I mean, obviously the scenario would be they'd lock you up first and then they'd vaccinate you. But under the idea that they'd be stupid enough to be coming at me with a needle in my own home, good luck with that, buddy. You know why? Because it's my fundamentally held religious belief. It is my fundamental philosophy about life. And how far removed is your fundamental philosophy about life from your religion? Right? Because nobody, hardly anybody, practices religion to the X of the law. So, and if you wanted any kind of cover for this and really just say, well, geez, go find a religion that has that fundamental belief. And I imagine most of them do. And some of them are, even if you don't go to church every Sunday or you don't read your holy book all the time, some of them cross over as true religions, even if they're the lesser religions. Like, what are you going to do? Say that my You know, Gaiaism is not my religious belief. The people, you know, and that's also a fundamental belief to me because I've read enough science. That's what's so funny about this. I'll get to that. But my fundamental belief, reading enough science, is the ability of the human body and the human mind to do so much more than the typical pharmaceutical with all of its side effects, and all of that without pharmaceutical side effects is overwhelming, the difference between the two. The same thing with just natural solutions. Overwhelming how much they can help you, you know, versus without the side effects versus pharmaceuticals. So, and the other thing that's related to this is this. Isn't it ironic? I've said this before. Why isn't there a fact exemption? Like, the reason I have that fundamental philosophy and belief is because it's factually based, right? Like, I know all the studies. I've gone to demonstrations with the studies of how important vitamin C intake is if you get ill with this or something related to it. It's just a respiratory illness, people. And at this point, the novel one isn't even there. So you can apply any and all known science of respiratory illnesses and natural supplements to this. All of them will apply. If you want to get into the weeds and exactly how much more effective it is versus this one, versus another one, whatever. You're talking about minutia. The point is it all applies. And I know that. I know vitamin D in your blood serum levels make all the difference in whether you have a mild case or a severe case. All the difference. And so that's my scientifically backed religious belief, if you will. I believe in the sanctity of my body. I believe that what the earth provides is it's infinitely better if you consider the benefit risk ratio, because there isn't a risk. In vaccines, there's definitely a risk, especially when they haven't studied it. So isn't it funny that the exemption is there's only about, quote, religious, but you can tie it into what you know scientifically. Isn't it funny that I can't just go, hey, idiot, I don't need a religious belief. I've looked at the science. Nobody my age dies without massive co-conditions, and I might die from your vaccine. Yes, it's rare, but it happens. I know the given over here. The given is I'm healthy for my age, and no one who's healthy for my age dies of this. They have to have major health problems. Yours, you don't know the formula. The formula is some people die. It's rare, but some young people who are healthy die of your solution. Thus, my science-backed exemption is it is reasonable for me not to want to take on the risk of the vaccine. And isn't that funny that that can't be your exemption? But you see, that's what it was. That was your exemption the whole time. It was your choice, right? But until in 2021, we decided, and remember, idiot Biden was all for this. He was running in October on the idea of getting a bunch of people vaccinated when he wouldn't be in until it was more, you know, 10 months or possibly much, much more, because my belief it was around, it just wasn't being measured well before, say, March and April of 2020. He was running on the idea of we've got to get more people vaccinated, which is an impossible thing for a mayor administrator, a mayor presider, root word president, to act like he has the power or is even in his scope of campaigning. So without the vaccine mandate, that is what we all went on. I can make my own decisions. I need to look at your science or lack thereof to compare the risk reward of the illness versus the risk reward of your alleged solution for it. And guess what? When you say something like, and this is a thing, well, we know there are pretty bad heart swelling and heart membrane swelling problems among young kids, and we think but we don't know enough about it. So we'll probably need a 5-year study, but authorize it for emergency use now for down to age 5. Oh, that's a real thing. So your scientific exemption is you guys haven't done anything, but see how that very quickly overlaps with your religious exemption. Hopefully some other states are getting that passed where it's like, no, you don't get to go question it. It is my sincerely held spiritual belief as a human, as a philosopher. Big deal. If it ever comes to it, I'll do follow-ups. How many different religions say your body, and this is where it drives me a little bit crazy with the far left that I supposedly overlap with as a libertarian, who are all supposedly so spiritual and believe in meditating in their body and all, you know, the source and everything. And yet they're all for vaccine mandates, it seems like. I mean, or at least many of them are very loudly for them. And yet those same folks, I mean, isn't the body is the temple. The body is the temple. Speaking of religions, you know, that might overlap with that, with the idea of, no, you don't. It's not your decision. My body is my temple. All right, folks, that's it for this quick rant of truth. Thanks for listening. I am over on the Scales of Truth, as you know. And then, of course, you can listen to me over on Chemology 411 as well. Thanks for listening. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.